This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, or printed copies of the sermon will follow the program. If you enjoy the broadcast, please come back every week for worship with us.
If we are going to die, why do we live as though there will always be a tomorrow? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. Let us pray. Father in heaven, for this glorious opportunity to dip into your word and see that the same things which troubled people many years ago are some of our problems today. And one of them is that even though we have been told and experienced and know and see it all around us, that death is real, we have difficulty realizing that we are among the dying. Help us with this today as we turn to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day Himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His chosen.
Did you ever hear a person pray, "Lord, teach us that we are going to die"? How would you answer? Would you say, "No, I've never heard anybody pray like that"? What would be the purpose for such a prayer? We all know that we are going to die. Well, then may I ask you another question? If we do know that we are going to die, why do we live as though there will always be a tomorrow? One day, Israel's king, by the name of David, prayed this prayer. Lord, teach us that we are going to die. Let me read you a few verses from the 39th Psalm. Psalm 39, beginning with verse 4, where David says, Show me, O Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. In other words, he's praying, Lord, show me that I'm going to die. You have my days in a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing to you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? I look for you. My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. Those were the words of King David, the greatest of Israel's kings. If I know I'm going to die, why do I live like there will always be a tomorrow? Well, in one sense of the word, we know that we're going to die. We have various reasons for believing that. First, we turn to the Word of God, and there it teaches us that life is short. In this 39th Psalm, it says our life is like a breath, just a puff. Let me know how fleeting is my life, the psalmist says. It's like a puff. James talks about this same subject, and he says our life is like a mist. It appears for a little while, and then it vanishes. Both biblical writers are trying to tell us how brief life really is. Our Lord Jesus Christ goes on to say, take no thought of tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And again, Jesus was not saying that we should live recklessly, but he was saying today is all that you have. Don't worry about tomorrow. Knowing this, why do we live as if there will always be a tomorrow? Now, away from the scriptures and right into life itself, let's take a few observations. We take a look at our children. They're 4 years old, two of them, we'll say. And we know what they'll be like when they're 14 because they have siblings who are 14 and 15. And we say, what has happened in those few years of growth? They have grown from toddlers almost to young men and women. In other words, they're on their way to a peak, and eventually it will be the end, and they will have spent their life on this earth. They're going to die. It's hard for us to understand that when we look into the face of a little baby with maybe 85, 90 years before him or her. But it is appointed for man to die. We look at a 70-year-old person, and we say, well, he's still in pretty good shape. And then we come back and visit him again at 84, and he's kind of crippled up, and he's sitting in a chair, and he doesn't want to go out and do very much. Something has happened to that body. Yet sometimes even the 84-year-old has trouble believing that he is going to die. We follow a major golf tournament, and we see what's happening there. The camera flashes on two of the greats, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. But now they no longer are in the golfing part of the tournament. They might be officials, they might be observers, but they are not playing the game. Who are those playing the game? They're Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. You see, the years have gone by, and something has happened to Nicklaus and Palmer, and it will go on, for it is appointed for them to die. And the same will be happening in the case of Woods and Mickelson and all the rest. Death is for all ages. It is no respecter of age. Simply read your obituaries in the evening paper. And it is true that most of them perhaps are 70 or plus. But you'll find those in mid-age too, and you'll wonder what really happened. A 30-year-old lady survived by two children. We find a baby infant there, dying only a few hours after she was born. We understand then that death is for all. But this is not only a truth that we understand intellectually. This is a truth that must be understood personally as we live today. If we know that eventually we are going to die, again, I ask, why do we live as though there were always going to be a tomorrow? Today, I'm alive, and today is God's gift to me. The scriptures make it very clear that we should make the most out of every day. The things that we are doing today, we perhaps, in a short time, will never be permitted to do again. For myself, I care for an invalid wife. Tomorrow she might be gone, or I might no longer be there. God help me to understand that this could be the last day, and how I should make the most of it. How if she should precede me, and 2 years later, I was reminiscing. I can well imagine that I would think, oh, if I could only hold her, or if I could only care for her for one more day. That day that I longed for then is the day that I live now. We take a look at children. Children go somewhat for the material things, and we realize that's part of their childhood. We think that they're more concerned about toys and all the rest. But we soon learn that what children are most concerned about is having a father and a mother around them who love them, who care for them, who want to be with them. And now we are faced with this situation. I could go home and be a mom, or I could go home and be a dad, but then there would be some material things lacking in our household, and that wouldn't be very convenient. Well, you have to make that decision, of course, yourself, and circumstances will dictate what you're going to do. But just stop and think of it. The little child that is taking his first step will not do that again. Oh, he'll take many steps, but it won't be the first one. So enjoy today And don't say, well, I'll look forward to that tomorrow. For we have to learn, tomorrow may never come. Live in a responsible way, and then do what you think God willed you to do. You may have a place that you would really like to visit. You've read about it from childhood, and you'd like to think of the day when you could really go and see that beautiful spot. Your wife is healthy. We have the money to do it. And we turn and say, no, we just better wait until we retire. Then we'll have more time, and then we'll do it the right way. Let me tell you, as a retiree, don't depend too much on what you're going to do in retirement. This is the day. Lord, teach me to understand that I'm dying, and grant me to live that way. Do today what it is possible for you to do. When you and I begin to get a hold of this, that we are really going to die, I mean we get a hold of it emotionally, then we can begin to think about, well, is that the end then, when I have died, when I have breathed my last breath, is there no more? And here the Holy Scriptures come out and tell us there is a whole eternity before you. And what these years are for is to prepare for your entrance into the kingdom of God and to live with Him in heaven. And without that preparation, that promise is not yours for all eternity. Going back to the 39th Psalm, here once again, he has said, now show me that I am a dying man. He goes on to say, save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sins. You consume their wealth like a moth. Even man is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, as a stranger, all as all my fathers were. Look away from me, that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more. In other words, what is he saying? As I am in the process of dying, give me the grace to prepare for the days that are ahead. The psalmist is saying, my hope is in you. Jesus Christ is our hope for all eternity. You may look at your bank book and say, my hope is in the bank book. It'll take care of me if I have enough money, with the best of care until I breathe my last. But then it is no more. The psalmist says it right. My hope for eternity, after I have breathed my last, is Jesus Christ himself and his saving grace. For it was he who at the cross of Calvary paid the price for my sins, and on that glorious Easter day rose from the grave, and he is the one who has invited me to come. So by the power of the Holy Spirit and in faith, I receive him as my Savior and my Lord. But if I shrug my shoulders and I say, well, who knows? Then probably I'm living dangerously if I still think that I guess I'm going to die. If we know that we're going to die, then we get on with it. We get on with it and find our peace and assurance in Jesus Christ. And then we can live the days out, giving thanks for God each day, realizing that what we're doing today we may never be able to do again because tomorrow we may not be here. But that's all right, because we have our time in heaven. This message, one would think, is primarily for the elderly. And I believe it is a message that especially speaks to the elderly, but is no respecter of age. Just read through the newspaper and see the horrible stories about youth dying, afflicted with some incurable disease, an accident that has taken them out of life right away. So if I should perchance be speaking to some of you today who are teenagers or there on up, don't think that I am exempt from what the psalmist is saying. But you pray too. Pray with all the people of God. Teach me, O Lord, that I am dying, that I'm going to die. Really, I'm going to die. Well, we realize that Christian Crusaders is primarily aimed at those 50 years and older. Our mail reveals to us pretty much that that's the group that we have listening to us. And so let me talk to you for a little while. And I don't mean to say if you're 51, you're old, but you've gotten into this category. I live as an 84-year-old. I live with people who are my age, some younger, many older. And sometimes I think all of us have to ask ourselves, if that be true, why are we living today as we are? The last days can be very emotional. We know that something is going to happen. We don't see our peers disappearing one right after another. But we don't want to prepare for the future. I am amazed at the number of people who do not know for sure that when they die, they are going to go to heaven. Many of these people have had the Word of God preached to them all of their lives, but they have procrastinated. They have said, I'll think about that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll get serious. When the chaplain comes around, I may say to him, help me, Pastor, prepare to die. But not now. There are so many other things to do. If you're one of those, I pray with you, think again. Think again at the glorious thought that when I'm in Jesus Christ, then I can smile. And it can almost be a powerful witness to say to those people, you know, I'm enjoying life now. And this is a wonderful place to live and a wonderful world in spite of all of our afflictions, because it is a gift that God has given to me. It is not a negative thought that I'm leaving. It's positive. For while things were good here, mighty good here, they will be better on the other side. So why don't you join with the psalmist of old who said, Lord, teach me that I, yes, even I will be dying. Amen. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our feverish ways. Forgive us, O God, that in spite of the fact that your word has told us that one day we will be leaving this world, that will describe us as simply a breath. Help us, O God, that during these few years that we have here, we may be prepared to meet you by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's gospel message will provide a foundation of peace and strength for the coming week. If you would like to help us reach thousands of listeners each week with the good news of Jesus Christ, you might consider becoming a broadcast sponsor. A gift of $100 or more covers the cost of 1 week's program on the station to which you listen. To find out more about becoming a broadcast sponsor, or to make your contribution by credit card over the phone, you can call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Gifts in any amount can also be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or use our secure, convenient online donation system on our website at christiancrusaders.org. If you have a neighbor or friend who might benefit from our program, we encourage you to share Christian Crusaders with them. By acting as a lighthouse for others, the Holy Spirit can use your words of hope to guide them in their walk with the Lord. To request a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's sermon was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth since 1936.